Welcome back to Blacker Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back for another episode of Archer Season 6, Episode 2, Three to Tango, written once again by Adam Reed. I really liked this episode. It was fun. It had action. We brought back a fan favorite character in Conway Stern. And we even get special guest star Christian Slater playing Slater. Colby Bell is who voices Conway Stern. I love that it went back to one of my favorite episodes from the, I want to say first season, right? And I'm glad that it ended the way it ended, because it made a whole lot more sense that the CIA knew that he was a traitor, knew that if they were going to give them assignments, that they needed to watch them. There is some oversight. So that makes me feel as if it is more legitimate than it's ever been, our corporation. It centers, of course, on two arcs, which is them being told by Slater that Conway Stern is working for us, and that the last operation you were on where he double-crossed you was because we knew that he was going to sell that information over to the Chinese government, the Whisper Drive, and we wanted them to have that misinformation. So they utilized him once again so that he could try to steal information from our allies, which are the, oh God, I forgot, Buenos Aires, which are, damn, why am I forgetting the island they were on? Whatever. They are wanting him to go in and get the information so that they can steal it back from him once he tries to double cross them once again to sell the information to the Russians. So I like how it was a testament of Archer and Lana's skill set, because there is the back and forth of, is Archer actually a capable agent, or does he simply, and I think it's a mixture of both, that he has been trained to be very, very good, but he allows his own self to get in front of himself, and oftentimes it works out for him, and he's starting to have an understanding, at least last episode, that he is at least aware that it isn't all skill set for him. I like that Slater brought up that the redecorating did not happen because of a country singer wannabe. She's like, are you talking about me? Yeah, I'm talking about you. And don't announce someone once they're already in my office. I did bust out laughing when she said, I don't know how many people lie to you. Lana is able to keep Slater in the room despite how much it seems they aren't ready to take on an actual mission. With AJ in her pram, she's left with Mallory to look after while they go on this mission. Everyone knows his code name is Lando, and he has a thing for mustaches. So when he tries to impersonate, which Conray said, at least he could pass for Portuguese or someone Latin American to get into the compound, he gives himself away because he doesn't change at all his personas, despite Lana looking matriarchy. Conway being like, why didn't we hook up last time? I don't know, because you was banging Cheryl.
Gross. You nasty.
I feel like she should have started with A through Z, I'm not interested, as if, you know, if he hadn't banged Cheryl, it would have been on the menu. He's like, girl, you're looking more curvy than you used to. I had a baby.
Oh, no. Yikes. Yikes.
I'm glad it was Lana that once again ruined his plans and took his hand. She also was fully aware that Krieger was the one that hooked him up with the cybernetics. She was fully aware. I love that it seemed like she was going to make tea, but she really just knocked him, Conway, in the back of the head once they start having revenge rampage for the fact that Conway shot him in the back 5 times, which he does once again. And he was going to do that to Lana since she took his hand, but she just had a baby and he don't feel right about that. But if she loses the baby and the weight, she can call him.
Catch me outside. How about that? You can't fuck with Queen Bee. Queen Bee.
Honestly, with all of that blood loss, Archer should have been dead at this moment. Because it's not as if he didn't go right for center mass. It has to be the alcohol in his body that is keeping him miraculously alive, even though it should certainly expedite his demise. And then we have the other story arc where Mallory thinks that if anything happens to AJ or happens to Lana and Archer, what would happen to AJ? She thinks she would be the next to parent her. Ray's like, have you met yourself? You are not at all a suitable parent. Look what you did to the one child you had, bruh. Definitely wouldn't be Mallory. Definitely wouldn't be Ray, who needed to smoke the rest of his cigarette in front of the baby. Turns out that Mallory loses the baby, being distracted trying to get one of her employers, because she thinks that they're scamming her, his son deported while she was pouring drinks. And since Krieger was skulking around, he must have taken the baby, which he did. At first, she thinks that Cheryl has done something, so she attacks her in the bathroom stall. What Pam asking, is it that much to ask to get 1 to 2 hours for a shit around here? I mean, I'm not a labor attorney, but she for realsies swears she didn't do anything to the baby. And that's when she realizes that, well, she brings everyone else into the situation and they didn't think to look around. She's just pouring drinks instead of searching frantically. It's like, where did I misplace it last? And so they go down to Krieger's lab and he has the baby. I love that he was alarmed. Like, wait, you're pointing guns? There's a baby in here. They see his skeletal look of a teddy bear that he wants to put skin on. And so Cyril secures the child. No one's going to say a word. And if Krieger is ever around this baby again, she's going to shoot him in the balls and then watch him bleed out.
I'm watching you, motherfucker.
There is not a child anywhere that will want a cyber Nedley. And I guess he was inspired by looking at AJ to make Cyber Nedley. I don't know. But yeah, Krieger definitely is not allowed near the baby. And Archer gets his answer and we all get our answer, which is something we've not explored, which is Lana's family, which is rather crazy considering how many years that she's been on the show. But she's like, look, even after Slater starts to explain why he sent them out in the field and watched them, he rolls up the divider, not because he really wants that blowjob, but because he really wants to know why Woodhouse, who is 129 years old, how he's still surviving is a mystery, along with his old ass mother, who is not at all a top tier example of a parent figure to be the guardians if anything were to happen to them. And then she says, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but if anything happens to me and only me, because she's making it clear that this child is hers, despite him being the DNA daddy, she does not consider them having made this child together, whereas Archer wants to be a part of this child's life. He wants to be an important part in this child's life. And he wants to claim that right, but she's making it clear that despite, you know, her true love for him, it's only that slight part that she'll allow his genetics to be an influence. And it's a little cruel, certainly, because it is his child and you didn't ask permission. All of that is still very true. But on the other hand, she's fully aware of, despite the risks she takes with herself, she's not going to take those risks with her baby. Even though she did leave it. I think she has only so much trust. And she says, look, I have parents that would take over. And I would say, though, fair point on if they're the fact that they're old. Just as old, if not, well, not as old as Mallory. Mallory seems pretty old. But it could also be the liquor that has aged her excessively more than it should. Then she brings up the fact that she has a sister. And then he goes, is she younger? And gets exactly what he deserves in response. Really good episode. I'm glad we're finally exploring Lana's backstory and that she does and she has been thinking ahead. They are now in a position where she is more secure with being an agent and not a rogue drug dealing, like in a position where she wouldn't be continuing this relationship with this group of people that she does love, despite the fact that they're very chaotic. So my score is 8.8. If you have thoughts, opinions, blackercouch@gmail.com, you can leave a comment below. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.